European Empire, EU's new border force will override national sovereignty. The European Empire is getting ready to establish its military forces. The force would operate throughout the EU and have powers to intervene even when the host country does not consent. The European Commission will propose that the new agency has the right to intervene, which is incredibly frightening in a world covered in the scars of interventionist policies. In a draft of the proposal obtained by AFP, this nightmare reality says, in urgent situations, the agency must be able to step in to ensure that action is taken on the ground, even where there is no request for assistance from the member state concerned, or where that member state considers that there is no need for additional intervention. Absolutely incredible. The Polish foreign minister said, quote, a structure that is independent of member states is shocking. Amnesty International says the new force, quote, must not be at the expense of migrant and refugee rights, as that crisis itself was caused by many EU members themselves. The project has previously been sold as being necessary to protect the EU's values, whatever they are, and it's been identified that there are the crises in the Eurozone, like EU members threatening to leave, migration, terrorism, and NATO's irrelevance as growing causes for a push towards an EU army. What this force will essentially do is turn the EU into a federalized United States of Europe. And how exactly this army might be constituted is entirely unknown. How could the EU Commission draft soldiers from member countries? What can the Commission offer those soldiers that their own nation state cannot? In a climate of rising nationalistic tendencies, how does the Commission plan to create a force that will remain loyal to it? And how do we uphold a supranational force accountable? Does the Commission really believe that sending troops of a foreign nationality into another country without its consent is going to strengthen the EU's reputation, unless it plans to impose acceptance by force? With so many important questions entirely unanswered, this plan could turn sour very quickly. Indeed, how would they get foreign troops or troops of any nationality to remain loyal to this unelected, unaccountable commission? Here in Britain, when you become a member of the armed forces, you swear your allegiance to the crown. Who are you going to be swearing your allegiance to when you become a part of the EU army? The unelected commission? The unelected president? And are you going to turn your guns on your own people? Because one day, you may have to. Think about that.